Yeah, but in the studio, I have with me Christopher Nieper, the managing director of the Alfreton-based clothing firm David Nieper. And he and his father, David Nieper, the David Nieper, have been recognised for their contribution to British manufacturing. We were just talking about how much you do in-house and how much is being done in Alfreton. And actually, you're doing more, aren't you? You're bringing more stuff in.
We are. And that's really out of necessity. I think the last recession has been very, very harsh on what manufacturing there is left in the UK. And our knitwear production is very, very important to us. And we used to have our knitwear made at local factories, but unfortunately, they've all gradually closed. We even went up to Scotland and divided our work between two or three factories up there, but they've all closed or gone offshore to the Far East, to Eastern Europe. So we took the decision to invest in our own knitwear machines and start the first brand new knitwear production plant in the UK for many, many years. We had the machines built specially for us in Japan, shipped them over, and we've recreated the skills, retrained those traditional hand-linking skills so we can make the finest quality pure wool garments all over again.
And you also print, yeah, you mentioned your printing press that you
Yes, yeah, the print is another thing. Because we sell by catalogue, we need a lot of print. And over the last 15, 20 years, we've had five different printing companies gradually close. And it's so important for us to keep the jobs alive here that we must have a continuation of the catalogue. So we decided eventually to set up our own printing plant. So we've taken on the staff who were made redundant at the company that went bankrupt, sadly, in Nottingham, and we bought some of their equipment, and then we decided to invest in a brand new printing press, which has been built in Germany. It's taken 6 months to build and deliver this machine, and it weighs 45 tons, and it's the largest machine of its type and kind to be installed in the UK in 2 years, but it's now finally operational. And we have 12 people operating that press, and it is working now.
It sounds like a small city where you've got it there at the David Nieper plant, but the fashion, excuse the pun, is to do all of this in another country because it's cheaper. There must be a markup that means that you can afford to do this.
Another very, very opportune question. With clothes, the real difficulty in selling clothes is to have the right size and the right colour at the right time for the right customer. And if you buy your clothes in the Far East or offshore, okay, maybe cheap labour, but by the time it's arrived in the UK, you wish you'd got more small and less medium and more large and less extra large and more pink and less small, less sort of blue or something like this. And of course, you end up with the wrong stock. So most retailers have to discount their product, and you constantly see sales of 50% off and more in the shops. This is because it's so hard to predict the right size and colour. However, if you manufacture it here in England and you make it just in time, you can make the right size in the right colour at the right time and not have any left. So you have no wastage and no damage to the brand, and that allows us to afford English labour rates instead of offshore labour rates.
A lot of your sales are too abroad, though, aren't they? I mean, it's France is basically
France biggest export. France is our best offshore market, yes.
So I was talking about this to you a few minutes ago because we've had the appointment of the new European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker. David Cameron didn't want him. Now the papers today are full of suggestions. We need to pull out of the European Commission. Let's get out of the EU. What would that mean for your company if we did?
Well, to be quite truthful, I don't think it makes much difference. I don't really mind what happens because we can't affect the macroeconomic situation. We are a small company in Derbyshire, and Juncker's the next president. It could be somebody different next time. It could be somebody different the time after that. We have to roll with the punches here. So we have to make ourselves kind of Europe-proof, if you like. It's true, we do sell a lot of garments in Europe. In fact, we sell, I think, about maybe 100,000 garments a year in Europe. And I think we should be able to achieve that or more, regardless of the situation.
So if we dropped out of Europe today, you'd be okay?
I don't mind. It's a heavily political point. I think if we dropped out today, in some ways it might be a little easier for us, a little easier for Great Britain. The labour laws that are being sort of forced on us, if you like, and some of the European commission laws, etc., are quite punitive and doesn't really allow Britain to adapt as much as it could do. So I think I'd be happy either way, but we really have to be able to sell regardless of what happens and regardless of the politics of the day. We must still provide those jobs for the next 50 years.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to pop into the studio today. Christopher Nieper from David Nieper.